起祷告。
Let's pray。
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Our loving Father, thank you for bringing us to sing praises to you.
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们同在。
May your Spirit be with us.
来开启我们属灵的眼睛，来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
To open our spiritual eyes so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
有人读大学部或是研究所的时候，需要申请学生贷款来付学费、生活费等等。
Some people go to college or grad school and they have to take out student loans to pay for tuition or cost of living.
当拿到了学位啊，毕业之后找到工作，就有能力来付这些的贷款。
After they find jobs after graduating, they have the ability to pay off the loans.
当学位拿到了，找到了工作，也结婚了，啊，开始家庭计划，养育子女，啊，所以就贷款买新车，啊，买房子，啊，等等，啊，所以开始每月啊付贷款。
After graduating, they find a job, get married, and start planning for family. So they take out more loans to pay for new cars, new houses, and pay mortgage every month.
当我们将这些学生贷款、车子、啊、房子的贷款付清、啊、之后，我们的心里就觉得很轻松，俗云啊，无债一身轻。
And after we pay off the student loans, the car loans, and the mortgage, maybe we feel a bit very easy. So it feels good to be debt free.
在我们一般的生活上有金钱上的债务，在圣经里面提到另外一种的债务就是罪债。
So in our daily lives we have financial debts, but in the Bible it talks about a different kind of debt, and that is the debt of sin.
圣经告诉我们，当初人类的始祖亚当、夏娃他们违背了神的命令犯罪了。
And the Bible tells us the first mankind, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God and they sinned.
罗马书第六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死。
Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death.
但是神爱我们世人，他道成肉身，借着他的爱子耶稣基督到世界上来，他替我们赎罪，付了罪债。
But God loves us, so He sent His only begotten Son to take the form of flesh to this world to pay for our sins.
罗马书八章三十二节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
Romans 8:32 tells us, He who does not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all.
神借着耶稣基督在十字架上替我们世界上的人来牺牲舍命，付了罪债，因此我们在上帝面前可以说无罪一身轻。
And through Christ, His sacrifice and death on the cross, He paid for our sins. So in front of God, we can say that we're living a debt-free life.
我们从今天马太福音第九章第一到第八节的经文。共同来领受神的话语。
So let's receive God's word from Matthew chapter 9, verses 1-8.
第一，瘫痪的人生。
The first message is a crippled life.
马太记载，当耶稣回到自己的家乡的时候，当时必定有人传出耶稣要回到家乡的消息。
So Matthew gave an account of Jesus returning to his hometown, and there must have been news about him returning.
在马太第九章第二节说，当耶稣一到达的时候即刻有人抬着一个躺在床上的瘫痪病人到他面前来，耶稣看出他们的信心就对瘫痪的病人说，孩子放心吧，你的罪蒙赦免了。
When Jesus arrived, Matthew 9:2 tells us that some men brought to him a paralyzed manlying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.
当耶稣回到自己的家乡 他们带着这个瘫痪不能走路的病人要来让耶稣医治，但是耶稣对这个人的医治的方法我们觉得不了解。
So when Jesus returned to his hometown, these men, they carried a paralyzed man for healing, but the way that Jesus healed this man was not easy for us to understand.
耶稣对这个人医治的方法就是告诉他说，你的罪赦免了。
And the way Jesus healed him was to forgive his sins.
意思就是这个人的罪导致他的瘫痪不能够走路。
It was implying that this man's sin caused him to be paralyzed.
所以如果耶稣赦免他的罪之后，他就得着医治，能够起来走路。
So the only way for him to be able to walk again was for Jesus to forgive his sins.
耶稣医治这个瘫痪的病人，象征人性之本性的瘫痪。
And Jesus healing this paralyzed man also symbolizes the paralysis in our nature.
人在神的面前，因罪的缘故，导致道德的无力感。
And because of our sin in front of God, we become powerless in our morality.
在罗马书第三章第十节告诉我们说，在世界上没有义人，连一个也没有。
And God's word tells us that there's not one righteous man, not even one.
第十二节继续说，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And there's no one who does good, not even one.
这是以神完全的标准来衡量。如果我们以神的标准来衡量的时候，我们的义、我们的善就算不得什么。
And this was measured by the highest standard of God. And if comparing to God's standard, our righteousness and our goodness are trivial.
我们的能力实在是太微小、太薄弱了。
And our power is really tiny and weak.
英国著名的作家、诗人多罗西赛亚斯，他对英国人这么的说。
The famous British writer and poet Dorothy Sayer, he said to the people then.
他说，第二次世界大战是对英国教育阶层的人一个可怕的打击，就是对那些持着乐观信仰、相信进步与启蒙所带来文明的影响的人。
She said World War II was a terrible blow to the educated class in England who had an optimistic belief in the civilizing influence of progress and enlightenment.
赛亚斯呢指出，这些人发现集权国家之野蛮的暴行与资本主义社会的自私与贪心，跟他们所相信教育文明的进步能带来更好的社会这种的想法、这种看法，完全的相反。
She was pointing out the sharp contrast between the extreme countries of their savageness and violence, and also the selfishness and greed of the capitalism. And this is completely against what they believe to be the advancements in education and progress.
赛亚斯说，在以前的世纪的人呢，他们认为说，在人类的社会里面的问题，并不是在于人的心，是在于社会的结构，在于缺乏教育，在于缺乏将我们呢，我们将科学所学的来应用出来，因此，如果我们能够将这些的缺口或者差异来补上的时候，人类的社会将达到伟大的成就。
So Sarah said that people in the past they thought what was wrong with human society was not in the human heart, it lays in social structures and a lack of education. It was a lack of applying what we know through science.Therefore, if we could just fill these gaps, human society could achieve greatness.
但是我们看到历史的证明，人类达到有史以来最高的文明，人类的社会不因此就更公义、更和平、更有爱心。
But history tells us that humankind have achieved the highest advancement ever, but the society didn't become more righteous and more peaceful.
不管任何的社会制度，资本主义没有带来更好的社会，社会主义也没有带来更好的社会。
No matter what type of government, so capitalism did not bring a better society. Socialism did not bring a better society.
人类的罪的本性都表现在各种不同的社会体制里面。
In all kinds of different social structure, human sinful nature were reflected.
因此我们要有一个公义、和平、仁爱的社会，是要从人的心的改变开始。
So if we want a righteous, peaceful, and a loving society, it has to start from the human heart.
因为我们有如那一位瘫痪的病人，不能够走路一样，我们因罪的缘故患了数年的瘫痪症，导致道德的无力感。
And just like the paralyzed man in the Bible couldn't walk, because of sin, we're also paralyzed spiritually, and so we feel powerless.
法国的一位存在主义的作者卡夫卡在他的著作《审判》里面提到，虽然今天的人不相信罪。 但是人仍然觉得说，在我们深处的里面，就好像是不对劲。So
in Kafka, in one of his famous novels, The Trial, it talked about how even though today people don't believe in sin, people still felt that there's something wrong with us.
我们的内心总是感到，如果我们被审查，我们将被拒绝。We
all, and deep in our hearts, we always felt like if we were to be examined, we'd be rejected. We have a deep sense that we've got to hide our true self, or at least control what people know about us.
我们秘密的或是暗中的感到，我们是不能够被接受的，我们因此就必须向自己或别人来证明说我们是值得的，我们是可爱的，我们是有价值的。And
secretly, we feel that we aren't acceptable, and that we have to prove ourselves to other people that we're worthy, lovable, and valuable.
卡夫卡的意思就是说。 在我们内心的深处，我们知道我们是不完全的。What
Kafka meant is that deeply in our hearts, we know that we're not perfect.
如果别人真正的来了解、认识真实的我们的时候，他们将觉得我们是不值得的、不可爱的、没有价值的，他们最后将拒绝我们。
And if someone else were to truly know us, then they would come to know that we're not worthy, we're not lovable, we're not valuable, and that they would ultimately reject us. And this is what the Bible is telling us about our situation in front of the Lord. And we're all sinners in front of God.
我们因为罪的腐败，我们在神的面前，我们是感到我们自己是不值得的，不可爱的，没有价值的。And
because of our decay and sin, in front of God, we feel like we're unworthy, we're unlovable, and that we're not valued.
因此，我们也看到普世的人在追求一种的救赎的办法。And
so that we see people trying to find their own ways for salvation.
举例在我们台湾的民间宗教，拜拜的时候，以前的人都要杀鸡、杀鸭，甚至杀猪来祭神，求神明来保护、赦免、祝福。And
for example, in the Taiwanese folk religion, they slaughter chicken, ducks, and pigs as an offering to the gods in return for asking for protection, salvation, and forgiveness.
在民间拜拜的时候，一项非常重要的事就是，这些动物一定要用杀的，要流血。
And one of the important things in this ritual is that these animals must be slaughtered. There has to be blood.
当人们要杀这些牺牲的动物的时候，就是在杀这些动物之前要念一些话。
And that before slaughtering the animals, they have to say something.
我曾经请教过人，他们说这个以前要拜拜要杀鸡杀鸭的时候要这么的念，说扎台扎出息。
So they say something to along the lines of dying early allows them to reincarnate earlier.
意思的说，意思就是说我早一点把你杀死，你牺牲了，你就早一点能够去轮回出生，成为人。
So the sooner that these animals are sacrificed, the quicker they could reincarnate and maybe become a human being the next life.
替我大夫人家做家子，就是去给巨富的家庭当儿女。
And also be children of some wealthy families.
在家受苦无了时，因此你在这里的受苦不是枉然，不是白费的。
So that the suffering wasn't pointless in this life.
所以他们杀鸡杀鸭的时候要这么念说：扎台扎出去，替我大夫人家做家子，在家受苦无了时。
So, sacrificing the animals, he said, die sooner to become wealthy family's kids, so to end the suffering.
我们从民间宗教里面看到人们在寻求一种的救赎。
And from the folk religions, we see people searching for some type of redemption.
人觉得有罪，在某些事上违背了天神，因此需要这些的动物来替他们牺牲赎罪。
And people felt that they deeply felt that they sinned and that they've disobeyed, they offended some gods, and therefore needed the animals to sacrifice for them.
人们安慰这些动物说，他如果早一点替我们来牺牲的话，他们就早一点有机会去沦为成为富家的子弟。
And then the people also comfort themselves by saying these animals for sacrificing for them, the earlier they could reincarnate to become a.Children of some wealthy families.
所以他们在这个地上的受苦就不白费了。
And so that their suffering in this life wasn't in vain.
在东方民间宗教里面，我们看到人在寻求一种救赎的办法。
So in Eastern religion, we see that people are finding a way for salvation.
我们感谢神提供我们世界上的人一个更完全的救赎的办法。
But we thank God that He provided the most perfect redemption for us.
在约翰福音第一章二十九节，当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候，他这么的说：“说看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
And in John 1:29, the next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
神借着耶稣基督到世界上为我们的罪成为代罪羔羊，他被钉在十字架上替我们赎罪。
And Jesus is God who took the form of the flesh to become our sacrificial lamb, and He was crucified on the cross for our sins.
希伯来书第九章二十六节说，基督一次献上尽全功在这末世把自己当作祭物献上来洁净罪。
So Hebrews 9:26, He, Christ, has appeared once for all the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of Himself.
神在基督里在十字架上替我们献祭献上一次尽全功，从此以后我们就不必再献祭，这是神赐给我们人类一个完全的救赎的办法。
And this one single sacrifice on the cross allows it completes everything, and so no additional offerings are needed. And this is the perfect salvation God's provided for us.
耶稣当天医治那位瘫痪的病人。耶稣赦免他的罪，因此他的心灵得着释放，他的病得着医治。
And that day, Jesus was going to heal the paralyzed man. And Jesus forgave his sins, and he was freed spiritually, and his His illness was healed.
今天的医学也发现到很多人患了psychosomatic illness， 就是心理导致生理，我们肉体上这种的病症。
And today in our medicinal research, we also find out that many people are suffering from psychosomatic illness, and it's because of the psychological factors causing some physical manifestation of diseases.
耶稣当日来医治的瘫痪的病人，他来赦免他的罪，因此他的病得着医治。
And that day Jesus forgave the sin of that paralyzed man, and that's why he was cured.
今天我们感到属灵的瘫痪，道德的无力感，因为我们活在被罪的管辖之下，因此表现出自私、贪心、邪恶等等的行为。
And today we feel paralyzed spiritually and also paralyzed morally because we live under the judgment of sin. That's why we express selfishness and evilness and all kind of bad actions.
我们感谢神，因着信靠耶稣基督，在基督里面罪蒙赦免的恩典成为神的儿女，因此我们能够去活出神的公义、圣洁、慈爱、喜乐等等基督的美德。
So, but we thank God that because of our trusting in the Lord and Christ, where His grace of salvation allows us to become His children and allows us to live out Christ's righteousness, His holiness, His love, His joy, and all kinds of spiritual gifts.
第二，一笔勾销的恩典。
The second message is the grace of write-offs.
当耶稣对那位瘫痪的病人说：“孩子，放心吧，你的罪赦免了。”
So when Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sin has been saved."
在第三节说，有几个经学教师心里想，这个人说了侮辱上帝的话。
So there were many scholars. They were thinking this guy was blasphemy against God.
耶稣对那位瘫痪的病人的赦罪，使那些经学教师感到非常的震惊与生气。
Because of what he because of Jesus forgiving that man's sin, these teachers and scholars they felt very shocked and also angry.
他们觉得耶稣侮辱上帝。
They thought that Jesus was offending God.
他们说耶稣对神的不敬与轻视。
They felt that Jesus was being disrespectful to God.
因为耶稣宣称他只有神所能做的事，他去做。
Because Jesus was proclaiming to be doing what only God can do.
这些经学教师他们就是这么想说：除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
So they must be thinking, besides God, who else has the power to?
这比如来说，如果有三个人，甲、乙、丙三个人在谈话。
So for example, if we have three person of A, B, C talking.
第一个人甲，生气起来，用拳头往第二位乙的这个脸上打去，让他掉了三颗牙齿，一直流血。
So for example, if this person A gets angry and then punches person B.In the face and breaking teeth and cause a lot of bleeding.
然后第三个丙来跟甲这么说，我原谅你，你打了乙没关系，一切都过去了。
But then person C comes tell person A, I forgive you. Like you beating up person B was okay because it's in the past.
若被打的这个乙听到的话，他觉得怎么样？
So what do you think person B would think?
那丙会说：“你不能够赦免甲只有我能够来赦免他，因为是他得罪我不是你来得罪。”
So I think person B would tell person C that you don't have the power to forgive person A because only I can forgive him because he didn't offend you, he offended me.
你只能去赦免得罪你的人。
You can only forgive those who offended against you.
这就是为什么当耶稣对那位瘫痪的病人说你的罪赦了，意思就是你的罪实在是得罪我。
And this is why Jesus told the man that your sins are forgiven, because his sins was definitely offending against me.
但从信仰上面来看，就是唯一能够对人来说这种话的人，就是应该人类的创造者。So
I think the only person that could say that these kind of words should be the creator of humankind.
耶稣赦免这位瘫痪的病人的罪，意思就是他在宣称说他就是那一位全能的神。And
Jesus forgiving that man's sin also is the same as proclaiming that he is that Almighty God.
所以，经学教师听到耶稣来赦免那一位瘫痪的人的罪的时候，他们觉得说耶稣是在侮辱上帝。So
when the scholars, the teachers at the time were hearing Jesus forgiving that man's sin, they thought that Jesus was
blaspheming.因为只有神能够来赦免我们。Because
only God can forgive our sins.
但圣经清楚地告诉我们，耶稣到世界上来，就是神到世界上来，要来赦免我们的罪。But
the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus came to this world for the sole purpose of forgiving our sins.
耶稣他就是神，所以他能够对这位瘫痪的人来说，你的罪赦了。And
Jesus is God, and that's why he's able to tell that man that your sins are forgiven.
有一位牧师分享，有一次他为教会要做一个录影的信息。So
there was a pastor sharing this one time they had to make record a message for their congregation.
他招募了一些录影队，在德州圣安东尼奥那个阿拉莫的地点。And
so they hired a film crew to film in Alamo in San Antonio.
当他坐在一个长椅上准备要录影的时候呢，行人过去的时候，大家都停了下来。他听到这些路过的人这么说：“啊，那个叫我是谁呢？他们是在要拍什么戏呢？”So
he sat down on the bench to start filming, and then the passerbys they stopped, and then the pastor could hear those passerbys saying, "Who is that guy? What are they filming?"
当他坐在那里的时候，从背面听到一个妇女喊着说：“声音说，嘿，你是不是一个重要的人物呢？”
And he also heard a lady shouting behind him, "Are you somebody important?"
今天，我们也同样问我们自己说：“哎，我们是一位重要的人物吗？”
So today we could ask ourselves the same question. Are we an important person?
当然，我们每个人在神的面前都是重要的。And
of course, in front of God, every single one of us is important.
创世纪第一章26节说，上帝说，我要照自己的形象，自己的样式造人。
In Genesis 1:26-6, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness."
我们是照着神的形象与样式来造的。And
we were created in God's image.
神造我们，要我们去反映他的荣耀。God
created us so that we could reflect His glory.
创世纪第5章第3节说，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名赛德。
In Genesis 5:31, Adam had lived 130 years. He had a son in his own likeness, in his own image. Then he named him Seth.
赛德在形象样式上非常像亚当，他继承着亚当的特色。
And Seth looked very much alike, like Adam, and he inherited Adam's characteristics.
同样，我们作为神的儿女的人，我们从神。 继续地继承拥有他的特性。And
in the same way as God's children, we also need to inherit God's characteristics.
我们世界上的人虽然因罪而被扭曲的，但是神仍然爱我们。So
even though in this world that we're twisted by sin, God still loves us.
我们在神面前都是非常重要的人物。And
we're all very important persons. From God.
我们对神来讲都是非常宝贵的。
To God, we're all precious.
因为我们是属于神，我们并且带着神的形象与样式。
Because we belong to Him and that we carry His image.
因此，神爱我们，甚至爱到差遣他的儿子到世界上来，在十字架上为我们死。
And that's why God loves us so much that even sending His own Son to die for us on the cross.
所以罗马书第八章第一节说：“如今那在基督里的就不定罪了。”
In Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
我们因着耶稣基督得着神赦罪的恩典。
And through Christ that we receive the grace of God's salvation.
我们的罪债获得神一笔勾销。
And that our debt of sin has been written off.
我们享受在主耶稣基督里面的自由。
And that we can enjoy the freedom in Jesus Christ.
最后彰显主的荣耀。
And finally to display God's glory.
耶稣赦免了那位瘫痪的病人的罪之后，他就马上得着医治，起来行走。
And after forgiving the man's sin, he started walking and walking.
耶稣吩咐他把床带回家去。
And Jesus asked him to carry his mat.
马太第九章第七到第八说，那人就起来回家去，众人看见都惊奇，就归荣耀与神，因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe and they praised God who had given such authority to men.
当众人看到这位患了瘫痪病的罪人被医治的时候，他们都归荣耀给神。
When they all saw that this man was healed by Jesus, they all gave glory to God.
这里告诉我们，我们的生命为的是要荣耀神。
And this tells us our life is meant to glorify God.
我们应当借着我们的所作所为来荣耀神。
And that through our actions, we should be glorifying God.
神在基督里赦免了我们的罪，我们也应当赦免那些得罪了我们的人。
And that in Christ, God forgave our sins, so therefore we also need to forgive those who sinned against us.
耶稣在教导我们的主导文里面，在马太福音第六章十二节说，叫我们祷告，免了我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, and forgive our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors.
十四、十五节说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others as sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
耶稣将他的权柄，意思就是将他的能力来临到那位瘫痪的人的身上，因此他的病得着医治。
So Jesus, his power came upon the paralyzed man, therefore he was healed.
耶稣赐给他那一种的能力、权柄，能够得着医治。
And the power that he granted to that man allows him to be healed.
他说，在这里说，耶稣继续将这种他的能力赐给我们世人。
And here it says that God continues to give that power to us.
所以同样，当有人得罪了我们，依照我们的本性，我们不愿意，或者是不能，或者做不到去赦免人。
In the same way, sometimes when people sin against us, in our nature, we're unwilling and unable to forgive them.
但是主将那个能力来赐给我们，使我们能够去做得到，去赦免人，去接纳人，因此借着我们的作为来荣耀神。
But God grants us power to help us to forgive and to accept, and therefore, through our actions, we can glorify God's name.
我们在耶稣基督的信仰里面，重要的就是我们经常要靠着主的能力来实践在我们每天的生活上。
The most important thing in our faith is that we have to rely on God's power so that we can walk out His teachings in our everyday lives.
做父母的我们怎么样以神爱来接纳这个浪子回来？
And as parents, how do we accept our lost son returning?
来，我们以基督的爱、基督的赦免来爱我们的邻舍，去爱人，去赦免人。
And how do we love our neighbors and forgive them with Jesus' love?
在上个礼拜天，在中国重庆一部公车，因为乘客与司机发生争执互相互殴，打起架来车辆整个失控投入江里面，造成15个人死亡的悲剧。
So this past Sunday in China, there's a tragedy. So a fight broke out between the driver and one of the passengers, and that caused the vehicle to lose control and fell into river, and all 15 people on the bus passed away.
在事情发生之前一年，女乘客因为自己发现车子过了站没有下车，所以要求司机立即就停下车来，让她能够下车。
So before the incident, there was a female passenger. She realized that she missed her stop and asked the driver to immediately stop to allow her to get off.
但是在那个地方没有这个公车站，司机拒绝停车，双方就激烈的口角争执，演变成为互相的这个殴斗。
But there was no sign for a stop then, so the driver refused to stop.And then they started a verbal argument and then became physical.
当女乘客与司机互相殴打的时候，并没有其他的乘客站起来来阻止那一位旅客把她拉走，以免来妨碍司机的驾驶，以免造成事故。
And when all this was happening, there was no other passengers who got up to stop him, to mediate the fight.To prevent this tragedy.
或许坐在那边的那里的乘客觉得说这不关乎我的事。
Maybe the other people, they felt that it wasn't their business.
于是没有采取立刻的行动去阻止。
And therefore they didn't take any actions to stop.
因此整个车上的人都因此丧生。
And that led to everyone losing their lives.
关心公益的事也是等于关心我们自己的益处。
And minding what's going on with charity work is also the same as minding our own interests.
这世界是不慷慨的。
This world is not generous.
这个世界是不宽容的。
This world is not hospitable.
这个世界是顽强报仇的地方。
It is a place of hard-nosed vengeance.
但是我们的挑战就是在这世界里怎么样来活出基督的爱的慷慨、宽容、爱心与赦免。
But our challenge is how do we live out Jesus Christ's generosity, His hospitality, His love and forgiveness in this world.
我们借着主所赐给我们的能力去活出耶稣基督的样式来荣耀神。
And we have to depend on the power that's granted from the Lord to live out God's image and His glory.
从耶稣医治这个瘫痪的病人当中，我们也看到我们属灵的瘫痪，因为罪的缘故。
From this account of Jesus healing the paralyzed man, it also tells us about our spiritual paralysis.
感谢神，借着耶稣基督到世界上来担当我们的罪。承担我们的罪债，我们在神的面前蒙神一笔勾销罪债。
And then we thank God that He sent Jesus to really pay for our debt of sin, so that our debt could be written off.
我们成为神的儿女，神赐给我们这个力量，这个 power， 借着我们的作为来荣耀我们的神。
And as God's children, He grants us the power to allow us to glorify His name. Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你借着耶稣基督到世上来爱我们。
Our loving Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to love us.
来赦免我们的罪，在基督里成为一个新造的人。
To forgive our sins, and that in Christ we could become a new creation.
求主你继续将这个能力赐给我们，能够在每天的生活上来活出你的样式来荣耀你。
We ask you to continue to grant us the power so that we can live out your image in our everyday lives.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.